are going to do, it's called 4 points. I couldn't remember the title, whatever I sent out, but Anne, I will send you an email. So today is it the 11th? 12th. 11th. 11th. March 11th, 2020. I'm really in a hurry. I'm sending out my taxes today. Can you imagine that? Getting things done, right? Anyways, lesson number 16, 4 points. So let's start off on your back. Legs long, arms long, and as we always do, is checking in with the floor to see how are you lying on the floor today. How are you experiencing yourself, your shoulders, your back, your pelvis? Notice your breath and your breathing. And then notice what else you notice, so to speak. So it's always very interesting what draws our attention. You know, how do we draw attention to ourselves? And I've said before, I suppose if you learn anything from this method or from me, it is one of the most useful tools is becoming aware. I'll tell you a little story about the beginning of the trip, Anne. Because I had a, this is the second time I've had a, I guess you just call it a reaction to medicine. So yeah, what draws your attention? Where do you go to today? You know, what shows up for you? And then gently and slowly rolling your head to the right and left and observing how that feels. The ease, the quality. Okay, so let's bend our knees, bring your feet to stand, and let's just begin by doing that nice pelvic tilt that you've learned. Just kind of easing into moving your pelvis. So you go to flatten it and then arch. And notice how that feels today. And then the connection that you feel in your spine. Up to your head. Excellent. Okay, and then from here, pause with that and prepare yourself to swing your legs up and over yourself so that your pelvis is in the air, that's it, Anne, and that your feet are dangling towards the back of the room. And I want you to take your time with this. So we're going to come back to it again and again, right? So, you know, just take your time easing into it, seeing where you start with it now. Thinking about your knees starting to kind of like bicycle towards your ears, right? Relaxing the feet, relaxing the lower legs so there's no tension there. No tension with your breath and your breathing, so find your breath. Find ease, right? So if there's some struggle, look for the ease. Okay, come out, rest. Okay, so from here, let's go ahead and roll you over onto all fours. So if you remember, you're on your hands and knees, and then you're going to place your head, and it's the top of your head, not your forehead, the top, in between your hands. And I really want you to take a little time here to find the right place where there's like an even distribution between the hands, the top of the head. Your knees are a little wider, where you feel like, okay, you're going to, in a minute, start to lift the knees so that you can load, and it's on your hands, Anne, not your elbows. So elbows are in the air. So it's like almost like a push-up position. That's it. And then you tuck your toes under for running, which gives you some stability to lift the knees. And you're fine to lift one knee at a time as a prep, or if you feel ready to pop both up. So again, just giving you a little freedom since we've been here and we're revisiting where we've been over the last couple weeks. So that you pop yourself up, and once you do, you start to walk the feet just like you did, and nice, a little closer to your face, because you want to eventually bring that pelvis, nice Corinne, right over your head. Excellent, Paul. Right? So that you've got your pelvis lined up, and it will actually make things feel even between the palms of the hand and your head. Nice. And then you walk yourself out of it. And we'll try it one more time before we rest. Really get acquainted, that's such a great word, acquainted with your pelvis being up, because that's where we're heading, right? It's really important how your pelvis, it's a very large part of us, and it's above you to make the upper body lighter. Okay, let it go, roll onto your backs and rest. Again, notice your breath and your breathing. What changed? Where's your attention drawn to now? And then in a minute, you're going to roll to your side and come up to standing, right? This is where we left off last week. And I just want you to think about, for a moment, if you can recall perhaps what you did last week. You know, how did you approach coming up? And you have a choice. You either can approach it the same way or if it's a little different, but really pay attention to how you bring yourself up. How do you come up to standing? Okay? And then once you're standing, feel how you position yourself in standing. So first sense your feet, and how is the weight on your feet? Is it evenly distributed? Is there more weight on one leg than the other? The toes, inside, outside. Okay. And then go ahead and spread your legs a little wider. A little wider. There you go. Okay. And you're going to introduce bringing first the right hand down to the floor and then the left. So begin to introduce how do you bring the right hand down to the floor. And then come back up. And the palm. So not the tips, not the back of the hand. How could you place the right palm and then the left palm down? And feel what you do. Do you lock your knees. So if you find that you're doing that, bend your knees, right? So the more that you allow softness in the knees and joints, and you may want to spread your legs a little wider. So it's critical to get the palms down. Nice, Paul. So first you do the right, then you do the left. There's no hurry, and then you come back up. And each time that you come up, start to now pay attention to your head. And when you go down, what are you doing with your head? So I first want you to examine what you're doing before I direct you. What do you do with your head? How do you bring yourself upright? How do you bring yourself looking down to the floor? What do you do? Okay, excellent. Now let's just see as you're coming up, so let's all get down. So this next time when you come up, the last thing for you to lift up is your head. So some of you lift your head earlier, which creates tightness and tension in the back. So it's almost like rolling up, right? So the last thing to lift up is your head, your eyes, and your vision. And then you're going to go down the same way. You drop your head and eyes first. You look down, and then you lower yourself down. So round your head, lower your head, lower your arms, let them hang, lower yourself, keeping the pelvis in the air. And how does this feel different when you initiate the movement with your head and when you finish coming up the movement with your head? So again, as you roll up, the last thing to lift on top of you is your head. How is that different? Let's go through it one more time. That's it, Paul. Nice. Nice. Drop your head, Paul. So you don't need to look towards putting your hands out on the floor. Feel it. So let your head go even more. There you go. That's going to help your back. Now I want you to stay down here one more time. You guys all have both hands, which is great. So I kind of want you to think of pumping your legs. So I want you to bend your knees and then straighten them a little bit more. They never have to be fully straight. And you can go a little wider. And I want you to think of pumping your legs. So you bend the knees and you drop the bottom a little bit and then you lift up. And there's a relationship, and Anne, you started to do it right away, which was great, between the pelvis and your head. So I want you to look for this. When the pelvis starts to lower a bit, what do you want to do with your head? Yes, feel it, and yes, that's it. There you go. And then notice as you do this, just once or twice more, the pumping, how close your knees come to your elbows, right? The frog stand. Okay, go down to the floor and rest on your back. It's amazing how much work it is in standing. Rest. Oh yeah, I was going to tell you the story. So, yeah. So we thought maybe that I had the gout in this big toe, which I don't. So they put me first on the gout medicine, which wasn't so bad. You know, you do these two pills and an hour later one pill. But it was this indromethacin or something, which is a really high level of like ibuprofen. Not good. Right? And this is where this work is so useful, is paying attention to yourself, right? So the signs, vision got blurry. I started swelling everywhere, my abdomen, despite diarrhea, right? So I looked like I was 4 months pregnant. And then everything running out of me, and then my throat started to close, swelling, right? So, I mean, that's where, again, awareness is so important, because then I can say, these are the things, stop the medicine. And then I'm enough aware of myself to say, these are not normal things for myself. Right? Some people wait too long, and then they end up in emergency. Right? I mean, I had only done like one day, one dose of... So awareness. Okay, could you please roll to your side and come up to standing? See how it goes for you this time. How do you bring yourself up this time? And maybe is it a little lighter? A little less work? Is that a little easier, Paul?
Yep.
Okay. So find your stance, wider stance. And let's introduce both hands to the floor. So bring both hands, your head down. Keep your hands down there. Spread the legs, knees are bent. Let's pump a little bit again. So when you lower your pelvis, your head slight, that's it, Corinne, lifts on the horizon. So Paul, now that's when you can lift your head to look forward, is when you lower your bottom. Not then, nope. You have the sequence wrong. So pay attention. When you bend your knees, that's when you want to look. That's it. And now drop your head and lift the pelvis. So whenever the pelvis is high in the air, the head is down. Yes, and you can even go to the level that Anne is doing, which is to lower the pelvis all the way, so then your head lifts up, and again, it feels like you're a frog. Feel free to rib it, and you don't have to, but right, just explore. So Corinne, lift your head, remember, at that point. Yeah, so you drop the pelvis, lift the head, lift the pelvis, drop the head. So more than the squatting down is the experience about the relationship between your head and pelvis. See, and for Paul, this is, you can come up and rest. It's very confusing. He gets confused because he's been so stiff that this relationship is muddied. And we want to have that relationship get clear. That's it. So again, Corinne, you can even go wider with your, the wider you go, the easier it is. There you go, see?
Oh, pelvis up, head down.
Nice, Anne. So you drop down, that's it. You're doing great. Okay, rest on your backs. We'll go to some other variations. Oh, you can go down that way too. See what you just learned? Now Anne's getting excited because she just did something new, right? And right now, so I mean, so two things just happened for you. Something new became available and the level of ease. And then it's really exciting. It's like, wow, this is super cool, right? So those are really important factors for us, is finding ease. And I know, Paul, you're doing a great job, because this is not easy for Paul. And he's working with it to become easier. One of the most important things, no matter what, is to be able to get up and down. Fear of falling as we get older is a really big fear. And not being able to get up. Okay, so now, before you move, you're going to think about coming up. And perhaps approach coming up a little differently. Maybe go to the different side, roll to a different side. How could you come up a little differently? Because there's not one way to come up. So just approach coming up to standing a little different. Nice. Beautiful. And is it getting lighter? Is it each time a little less like, it's such a big deal?
A little less work.
Okay, wide stance, soften the knees, lower the head, bring the hands down, and keep the hands there. Because Because now we're going to work with the legs. So let's bring the hands down, bring the head down, wide stance, soften the knees, keep the hands down, keep the head hanging. And can you begin to bend the right knee more to lift the right foot? So just lift it up. You're not kicking it, you're not doing anything, but you're lifting it. Just like when we were on all fours. So you don't have to kick it, Paul, you just lift. You just straight, no, that's kicking. Just there, that's a lift. So, and it doesn't have to be stiff like that, Anne. I said bend the knee, soften the leg. Just how do you remove the foot from the floor? That's it, soften your knees and pelvis more, Corinne. Why am I, you know, it's because my daughter had the roommate. Corinne.
Soften the knee.
And shift your pelvis. And now let's try the left leg. So you guys are moving kind of stiff, right? How can you make it softer? Right? How can you soften? And soften the neck. Now alternate. Once the right foot, once the left, right? Soften it. That's it. Now just a little bit more. I want you to think about you're now going to place your right knee and your right lower leg down on the floor in between your hands. So how do you do? And in between the hands. That's not in between the hands. That's in between the hands. And then pop back up. There you go. So you lift the leg up, take it away from the floor. So weight on the hands and the left leg, and bring the right knee and lower leg down in between the hands. So feel what your pelvis does. That's it. And pop it back up. Feel this twist with your pelvis. This is crucial. This is how you get out of a car, folks. Stay with the right leg. Let's stay with the right so it gets easy. Drop the pelvis, swivel the pelvis up. Pop it up, that's it, Paul. Pop it up, pop it down. That's it. Now you start to go to the outside of the right leg. And you've got to get those right toes from being on the ground. I don't know why that's it, relax the right leg. Come to the outside of the leg now. I want the outside down. That means your right tush comes down.
Oh, the whole leg?
Yeah, let the tush. And now pop it up. Drop the head and pop it up.
Back.
Do it again. Outside of the leg, tush. And now drop the head, push the hands down, and pop the butt up. Okay, and just, yeah, get the outside of your butt all the way down, Paul. You can do it. All the way down. That's right. Let the foot relax. That's it. And now pop it up. Put the weight on. That's it, Paul. And now one more time. Pop all the way up to standing. All the way. So come all the way up. Oh, let's just stand for a moment.
Harder than it should.
Because you got scared. So when we get scared is when things feel harder. Because then we're holding tension. So how can you do this? And then you're going to go down and roll onto your back and rest. Lower the hands, lower the right side, and then roll over onto your back. Just pick up that leg, and yeah, don't think twice about it. There you go. And now roll. There you go, Anne. Oh my God, how easy was that?
Very easy.
Right? Right, it's humbling. One of the most humbling things in life is our awareness of how difficult we make things. Whether it's physical, mental, or emotional, right? Okay, so now staying on your back, bend your knees. Once your knees are bent, swing the legs up over yourself. Let's go back to this. Hands supporting your pelvis. And you're going to think of that right knee. And you're going to really dangle the right knee down towards your right shoulder to the outside. It can come further out and try to touch the floor with the right knee. So it's the same shift of the pelvis. How do you shift your pelvis? Over to the right and let that right knee and right foot, that's it, and touch. Now you got to come back. You got to reverse it. What'd you just do, right? Right? There you go, Anne. See, she's having so much fun. Beautiful. So touch with the right knee. Feel this shift. Right foot, too. And then you come back.
Go away?
Don't come over. You don't have to come over all the way. You can if you want. But feel the control. Only if you can reverse it. So now, that's it, Anne. Even stop it sooner. Yeah, so you can reverse it. Beautiful. Right? So that's when it gets super easy, was when you can pause along the way and stop it and reverse it. That you're not going to fall. You've got, that's it, Anne. You've got so much control. Feel that control. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
And you're opening the upper back and neck. One more time, and then just rest on your back, you guys. Just lower yourself down and rest. We'll take a nice rest on your back. Paul needs a really good rest. He's been working hard. Okay, so I want you to think about, or I would like you to think about, another way to approach coming up. So I'm going to utilize coming up as your opportunity to expand your awareness in the fact that there's more than one way to come up, so that you're not locked into there's one way to do it. So if last time you rolled to a different side, think of one other way that you could change it up a little bit. Whether it's a hand placement, a foot placement. Beautiful, Anne. Fabulous. Okay. Well, I guess we can turn facing the front of the room. That's fine. We'll all reposition. Different view. Okay, let's introduce those hands. Let's drop the head. Let's get our position, because you're going to start to lift the left foot, and then you're going to start to put the left knee in between the space where the hands are. So again, take your time with introducing this to yourself, right? Don't be in a hurry, right? We already did the right side, so first do the knee. And then what, how, it, you know, it's a very big shift in the pelvis. Right, so how do you lower that left side of the pelvis? Right, it's a really big twist in the spine. And as I've mentioned before, we don't twist exactly the same in our spine, both sides, right? So it's important to take time and see, what is this like? How do I lower this side of the pelvis? And then how do I pop it back up? That's it. So you go to the outside of the left leg, right? And now if you feel like it, I'm going to let you alternate them, right? So you could do once the left and once the right, right? And this really helps, right? It creates the discrimination if one side is looser than the other. And I love what you just did, Corinne, because that's where we're going to go, is to start to straighten the leg. Right, so you know, you have to really get the leg out of the way. So Anne, think about how the leg could get straighter. Don't look. Don't cheat. Don't look. Think for yourself. It's cheating. So you're gonna lengthen the leg in between the opposite foot and hand. So where the left hand and left foot are, you're gonna stick the right leg through that gap. There you go. Now, how are you going to pull that out now? There you go, and then come up. And so try it again now. And make it straight right away. Yeah. And now bend it and spiral up. And now straighten it. That's it. But see how it was a little more difficult, like you kind of dropped, right? And we don't want any dropping. We want ease.
Sweaty hands.
Sweaty hands, sweaty body. Nice, Ann. So how do you spiral out of it? Drop the head. So that's what you started to lose is the head again. Right? And relax the head, Ann. That's it. Relax that neck. Beautiful, Ann. Paul, that is beautiful. So it's amazing having that leg extended now, right? It makes it a little bit bigger twist in the spine. Nice, Ann, right? Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Okay, next time you spiral down, stay down, roll onto your backs, and you get a rest on your backs. Paul's ready to run a marathon. There's always walking one, which is just as great, right?
Biking now.
Right? Right, I was saying to the other couple, you know, he's going to have double knee surgery, and he was saying, I can't get my heart rate up. And I said to him, it's not always all about, like, that high heart rate, you know? Just the fact that you're in here and you are creating a momentum. He's like, oh, it's only half the calories. But I said, that's better than nothing.
Right?
Right? Okay, so yes, Ann, we're going to go back to that. So bend your knees. Swing the knees up over yourself. And let's approach now using your hands. First, hold the pelvis. Do you think you can bring the left knee, you know, out to the side to touch and the left foot? So again, in a controlled manner so that the left knee touches the floor. And a Corinne, your toes got to be tucked too, right? That's what supports the toes. There you go. Now the knee will feel safer. And then pop it up and then shift to the other side. So it's the same kind of twist. It's hard to believe because it feels so different. I know. It's like, really, is this the same rotational twist in my spine? The answer is yes. But when we invert ourselves and change the relationship, it feels so different approaching it from a different way. So can you do once the right side, once the left? So if you can get the knee and the toes touching on one side and then the other. And we're going to add in the hand positioning. So if the right knee, let's do the right side. If the right knee and right foot are going to touch, the left hand is going to flip over and be positioned by your head. That's it. Ha! See that? And then you do the other on the other side. And you come back. And then when you bring the left knee and left toes down, the right hand flips over. So it's in a push-up position. So you take it away from the pelvis. You don't need it there anymore. So the right knee, that's it, Paul. That's it, Paul. You are so fabulous, Paul. You just really, it's just, what you do so well, Paul, is you stay with your level of learning. And you do a beautiful job of gauging yourself where you're at and where you can go. And it's really beautiful to watch. And then you stay safe with yourself. Okay, let's rest on your backs. You all need rest. This is why it's not good to look at people. Because as soon as you look at somebody and you want to get where they're, oh, that's how they're doing it, you've lost being aware of yourself. And then you set yourself up for injury. Right? That's like kind of what I'm saying to Jimmy. You're still coming to spin class and You know, why do you have to do 600 calories each time? Right? You're still, you know, doing something, right? We get into these thought patterns, right? So again, if you start to watch somebody and mimic somebody, it's an opportunity to actually injure yourself because you've lost your focus of where you're at. Okay, let's come over and try that one more time. Let's swing your legs up over yourself, bring your hands behind the pelvis, and alternate, so bring the right knee and right foot down, flip the hand over. Really get, that's it, Paul. Get that good hand positioning. And you might feel, like Anne's already explored, that she can roll over. And then you come up onto your knees and your hands. Aha, back to that position. That's it. Corinne, that's it. You just keep rolling over. So you bring the other leg down too. Don't kick it out in the air, yeah. And bring the knee down. You got to put pressure on that foot to bring your pelvis over. That's it, Anne. And turn your face to look at the knee. To look at the knee. That's it. At that knee. Yep. Who knew, right, Anne?
Who knew
that this could be so easy? Right? And when something is easy also, then there's another, not only joy, excitement, but then I left out, you start to feel powerful. It's like, wow, I have so much control doing this. Actually, Corinne and Paul, why don't you guys take a break and just watch Anne? Because it's really, it's so beautiful to watch. So there are times I'll let you watch, but you can watch her because what she's doing so beautifully is the ease and the elegance.
Yes.
Like there's absolutely no struggle. And you can see that she just feels safe and secure in what she's playing with. So there's enjoyment there. There's empowerment there. And she's just going really slow. Right? When something is skilled, you can do it slow. It's not always about going fast. Skill also takes going slow. Okay, rest on your backs. You didn't think so?
No.
And there you go. Never say never. It's one of my favorite books. Never say never. Okay, legs long, arms long. Just take a really nice rest. And just take a moment here. We haven't done this with Paul and Anne before, but is just to take a little time here resting is to just kind of go through your mind and your thoughts about what you did today. In any order, right? So don't get attached to, oh, is this the right order of the lesson? But just how things show up and what we explored and what you developed for yourself throughout the lesson, right? What learning took place and what became easier, how we started at times standing and bringing the hands down, and what did you learn about your head and softening the knees and dropping the pelvis. Good. So just starting from we're going to just do one or two more movements, a little different lens. Let's roll over and come onto all fours. So you're going to be on hands, no elbows, hands and knees, right? And from this position, I want you to think about, again, how could you then bring your feet up towards your hands to lift your pelvis? Right? And drop your head, right? But your head doesn't have to be on the ground. So how do you go from all fours to bringing your feet? That's it, Paul. Beautiful. And then take it back down. So you lower one knee at a time, right? So it's okay. This is another way to come up. So do it again. Pop your pelvis up. That's it. And go back down. And then the next time that you do it, come up. Keep your feet up and your hands. And now can you spread the legs, Anne, so that you lower the pelvis. And come back to the frog idea. Your knees are wider than your arms. And pop back up, reverse it. Come back to the frog stand. So you lower your pelvis. Corinne, that's beautiful. Paul, good. Spread your feet wider, Paul. Sometimes I think it's your socks.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
That's okay. Beautiful. Okay. Come back down to your hands and your knees. And now lower your head to be positioned in between your hands. So one more movement. And from here, you'll curl your toes under, and then you'll pop your knees up, lifting your pelvis, walking your feet closer, bringing the pelvis right over your head. Right? And just see how easy and light this feels now. How much control is here. And come back away. I think we'll do one more lesson with this if you guys are game for it. Try it again. Head down. Pop the pelvis up, walk the feet. Beautiful. And let it go. Roll onto your backs and rest. Nice job. We covered a lot of territory today, didn't we?
Very cool.
Right? And as I'd mentioned before in classes, as one thing gets easier, right, doing those last couple things got easier, right? And we didn't even focus on them. So when the whole system develops, everything gets easier, not just what you learn. So notice your breath and your breathing, how you're lying there on your back. Gently roll your head a little bit to the right and left and see how that feels. And then in a moment, you're going to bring yourself up to your side to sitting and standing. And again, I'd like you to think about approaching it a little differently, having one more new way to come up to standing. And when you're ready, you'll roll to your side and bring yourself up to standing, or however you will roll. And then once you're in standing, is to experience the ease of standing now.